Brachos perigimel mishne gimel ilanish mus of klanis kamish ben rabili melech. Noshim va'avodim uktanim. Women, avodim is an eved knani. Ktanim, and children. Let's go with the Rav Shita that is cotton that's higil achinuch that's old enough that you could be mechanichim. Peturim mi kriyishma. They're all potter from kriyishma. So why are they all potter from kriyishma? So women and avodim, we understand, a mitzvah say she's mangrom, it's time-bound mitzvah, and therefore they're potter in all time-bound mitzvahs. Now, women and ketan, noshim and avodim, they go together. We know that a shivcha knanis, it says the word la by her, and it also says the word law by a woman, by get. We learn the same halachas that just like a woman is potter from mitzvah sheshes mangrama, so too, shivcha knanis and also an eved knani, they're all potter from mitzvah sheshes mangrama. So all of them are potter from mitzvah sheshes mangrama as well. So they're all potter in kriyishma. I may think that that a woman and a vodim are chai because it's omach v'shamayim. So the Mishnah is telling me, know that they're potter, mitzvah sheshes mangrama. Now, why is a cotton potter from kriyishma? So there, the Rav says it's because he's not going to be around when the father is around, when he goes to sleep. And therefore, because the father's not around to be mechanechim when he's going to sleep or whenever he's supposed to say in kriyishma, therefore he's potter from saying kriyishma. Umina tefillin. So these, all three are potter from tefillin. So let's first start with women. The reason women are potter from tefillin, let's just understand, we're going to go with the way Rabbi Kiva Eger explains. So the source, the first thing to know is that the first mitzvah is Talmud Torah, that we know that a woman is potter from learning Torah. And we know this from the pasuk, from the Gemara in Kiddushin, where it says, v'limadatam es b'neichem, darshan b'neichem, v'lo b'noseichem, it's not referring to your daughters. So the women are not chayiv to learn Torah. So once a woman is not chayiv to learn Torah, there's a hekesh. The mitzvah of tefillin is written right next to Talmud Torah in Kriyishma. And therefore, just like a woman is potter from learning Torah, she's also potter from tefillin. That's the reason a woman is potter from tefillin. It's because of a hekesh to Talmud Torah. Now, the interesting thing is, from there, once a woman is potter from tefillin because of a hekesh, the Gemara then learns that the source of all other mitzvahs, a mitzvah say shezman gram, I'm sorry, that women are potter, is tefillin. In other words, tefillin teaches us, tefillin is an example of a mitzvah say shezman grama, and teaches us that all other mitzvahs, a woman is potter. But if you'd ask me, what's the reason but by tefillin a woman's potter, it's not because of mitzvah say shezman grama. The reason that a woman's potter from tefillin is because of a hekesh to Talmud Torah. But once you learn that hekesh, tefillin then becomes the example that teaches us that in Kol Torah Kula, mitzvah say shezman grama, noshim are potter. So that's the reason that a woman are potter from tefillin. A child is potter from tefillin is because he can't wash his body, that he shouldn't pass gas, which you're not allowed to do when you have tefillin on, so he's potter. I may think that a woman is chayv in tefillin because it's a hekesh to mezuzah, and the Mishnah tells us, no, she's potter like we just explained. Anyway, the Mishnah continues, v'chayavim b'tefillah. They're all chayv in tefillah because tefillah is derabanan and it's rachamim, and the connection to HaKadosh Baruch and rachamim is something that everybody needs equally, so they're chayv just like men are. Uva mezuzah. And they're all chayiv in mezuzah. I may think that mezuzah is also connected to Talmud Torah. But kamash malon, the Mishnah is telling me that a mezuzah, they're chayiv in, it's a mitzvah say she'ein hazman gromad, it's not connected to time, and therefore a woman is chayiv. Uva birkas hamazon, and now by benching, so here the Mishnah is telling us they're chayiv in benching. The Gemara is not sure whether they're chayiv midiraisa or midirabanan, a woman. So the way to understand it is, the reason that you would say that they're chayiv is because it's not zman grom, it's not bound by time. When anybody eats, that's when they bench. So that's why one would think that a woman is chayiv. But the reasons given why you would think that they're potter, so first is the Rav, is because they're not part of when Hashem gave over Eretz Yisrael. We say in benching ala Eretz HaTovah Shanasan Loch, and since they were not given portions of Eretz Yisrael, so that's the reason that would be potter. Also, Taisus brings down, the reason is because it says in the Gemara that whoever doesn't mention the bris and Torah in benching is not Yotzei Yidei Chovah, so he's not Yotzei benching. And since a woman doesn't have a bris, obviously, and doesn't have a chiv of Talmud Torah, one would think also that they're not chayv to bench Menat Torah. That's too studdin to think that they're potter midiraisa, but for sure, Kopanim, the Mishnah says they're chayiv, so they're at least chayiv derabanan. We're just not sure if they're chayiv midiraisa. The nafkaminas would be if they're able to be motzi anoshim, men with benching and so on and so forth, like the Gemara explains.